Yeah.
Where can people find this song?
Right now it's on YouTube. Yes, right now it's on YouTube.
And what should people expect from you, from Minister Kemba this year?
This year, by God's grace, let's work with this one.
He doesn't want to preempt, but hey, something else that I'm going to ask really, should we expect an album, an EP really, or maybe
album,
something?
No album. No, not
that. I love the no, but hey, Minister Kemba, how can people get in touch with you?
My Facebook page, it's Kemba Mshika. You can follow me there, YouTube as well, Music Kemba Chadi.
When are you coming back on this show here?
I'm sure God will make your way, the same way he has done it.
He's trying to be very careful with me, but hey, coming up in the next 10 minutes, the news at 18, then in the second hour, a lot of rumba music, that's what I've got queued up for you. Looking at the playlist, I've got Apostle Glory, I've got Uncle Teams, all that from 18, 15 up to 19 hours. I've seen him on stage dancing, I've seen him leading worship and everything. I've never seen him rapping. Yes. Rap for us, Minister really? Kemba. Yes, really. Rap for us. I don't have time. Few seconds left. Any part, just rap for us.
Please.
I love the disclaimer. Rap for us, Minister Kemba.
I want to embarrass myself.
The camera is on you. People are laughing at you.
I would love to, but unfortunately.
No, you can do all things, sir.
Yeah, all things for Christ.
Yeah, so give us a demo. What you've brought from Kasama to Lusaka. He says that, you know what, I listened to that show. Any part. You see that he's multi-talented.
If you are on Facebook, then let's get connected today. Find us by typing www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
Your home since 94.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency. Safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the future.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, the global link.
A battle cry for Zambia ages compromise as Edgar Lungu Barre impasse marks 1 year. ERB identifies rainwater as source of fuel contamination at Oasis filling station in Kalingalinga. And Nigeria to repatriate more than 1,000 of its citizens from South Africa over rising tensions. Good evening with the main news. I'm Christabel Kamono. Battle cry for Zambia founder Obrien Mayambu has expressed sadness over the continued delay in the burial of former Sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu 1 year after his passing. Mr. Lungu died in South Africa on June 5th, 2025, and has yet to be laid to rest due to an ongoing dispute between the government and his family regarding the custody of his remains and burial arrangements. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu attributed the burial impasse to what he described as lack of willingness by both sides to make concessions. He emphasized the importance of dialogue, flexibility, and mutual understanding in resolving the matter and reaching a common position. Each party must come to a place of compromise and flexibility which will help conclude this matter, said Apostle Mayambo. He further urged the government and the Lungu family to continue engaging in discussions to find common ground and ensure that the former head of state is finally accorded a dignified burial.
The two parties must come to an agreement and being able basically to compromise and be able to see that is put to rest. Yeah. So there must be a bit of flexibility and the compromise. And each party must not be rigid, but each party must come to a place of compromise, flexibility, and that is going to basically help to conclude this matter. So.
Government has allocated 69.7 million kwacha towards the rehabilitation and upgrading of the water reticulation system at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, in a decisive effort to address water supply challenges at the health institution and will be implemented over a period of 12 months. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Permanent Secretary Romas Kamanga, reaffirmed government's unwavering commitment to ensuring that UTH is supported by a reliable, safe and sustainable water supply system. Mr. Kamanga says government has prioritized this critical investment to guarantee a consistent and dependable water supply at UTH, as reliable water is fundamental to quality healthcare delivery, demonstrating government's commitment to safeguarding public health and enhancing service delivery. The project, which is being implemented by the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, targets key areas within the hospital's water infrastructure that require urgent intervention, said Mr. Kamanga in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Kamanga revealed that the scope of works includes construction of a dedicated water supply line from Livala Waterworks to UTH to significantly improve supply reliability, rehabilitation and upgrading of sections of the existing internal water reticulation network, installation of alternative energy solutions and boreholes to ensure uninterrupted water supply during power outages, and replacements of aging infrastructure to improve operational efficiency and reduce water losses. The Permanent Secretary has emphasized that the initiative builds on progress already made by government in stabilizing water supply at UTH. Mr. Kamanga adds that government remains steadfast in its commitment to strengthening water and sanitation infrastructure across the country as part of its inclusive development agenda and its pledge to improve the lives and well-being of all Zambians.
The project, which is being implemented by Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company, targets key areas within the hospital's water infrastructure that require urgent intervention. The contract valued at 69.7 million kwacha will be implemented over a period of 12 months and is fully financed by the government of the Republic of Zambia. Engineer Kamanga has also emphasized that the initiative builds on progress already made by government in stabilizing water supply at UTH.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has reviewed that investigations into the suspected fuel contamination at Oasis Filling Station in Kalingalinga found that one of the station's unleaded petrol storage tanks contained water. The investigation was launched following a complaint from a member of the public who alleged that fuel purchased from Oasis or Limited's Kalingalinga service station in Lusaka was contaminated with water in April this year. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, ERB Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa said preliminary findings indicate that rainwater seeped into the affected tank and gradually accumulated over time, leading to the contamination. Ms. Kasompa said several vehicles were affected by the incident and that Oasis Oil Limited committed to repairing all vehicles that suffered damage as a result of the contaminated fuel. She said during the investigation, ERB instructed Oasis Oil Limited to immediately stop selling petrol for the affected tank, conduct its own investigations and submit a comprehensive incident report. Ms. Kasompa said these measures are aimed at establishing the root cause of the incident, resolving the complaints raised and preventing similar occurrences in the future.